I'm going shopping for Christmas things.
Okay. And when you go shopping and you've made the purchase, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper.
And wrap the parcel.
Okay. You're talking about wrapping, right?
Wrapping Christmas paper, or Christmas presents.
Okay. So if you made the purchase yesterday, then
He wrapped. He wrapped my packages.
Right, okay. And when I got home with the package, I...
Unwrapped it.
Right.
I untied it.
Okay, untied it. If you were selling something, someone, you wanted to sell an old car or something, and you sold it for less than you paid, right? You might say, I had to sell it...
Cheaper.
Cheaper. Okay.
Cheaper than I bought it for.
Okay. Would you say below cost, maybe? No, that's too... Fancy.
Very seldom I would use that. Usually I would use the word cheaper.
Okay, or at a loss.
Or less than I paid for it. I sold it.
Okay.
I sold it for more than I paid for it. I sold it for less than I paid for it.
If there's something you like but you don't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I like it, but it...
Too high. It's too expensive.
Okay.
It costs too much.
All right. On the first of the month, the bills are...
Coming in.
How about... They expect them to be paid, so they are...
Going out to...
Okay. When you take a book out of the library, a certain date is stamped on it, usually. And that's the date that it's...
Returned, expired,
Okay.
It's a...
Okay. How about in the Elks? You said you belong to the Elks, or Rotary, or clubs like that. Usually you have to pay...
Dues.
Right, dues. Okay. So you would... And... On the other hand, when it's time to pay the bill, you would say the bill is...
Due.
Right? Okay. And if you don't have any money to pay the bills, and you have to go to a friend and say, hey, can I have a little bit of money, then you're trying to...
Get a loan, borrow.
Right. When you don't have... Okay, since you don't have this money, there isn't much of it around. Like during the 30s, you might say money was...
Scarce. There wasn't any.
Uh-huh.
It was hard to get. There's where the expression chinchy sometimes comes in, a cheap person who won't give you money or who are very conservative and tight. They're chinchy.
Okay. In a pool area, maybe, you know, there's some around here, maybe even at lakes or oceans, there's a springboard that people use. And they run down the springboard.
And they dive.
Uh-huh.
Or they dove.
Okay.
Into the water.
Okay, what happens when they dive into the water and they land on their stomach? What would you call that?
A belly buster.
Belly buster.
You didn't make a good dive, you made a belly buster.
Okay. How about, usually kids would do this, adults don't do it too often unless they're gymnasts, but, you'll crouch down near the ground and you'll put your head like under your body and flip your heels over your head. What do you call that? Like you go in a circle, you roll on the ground.
Tumble.
Tumble, you call it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Tumbled over.
Tumbled over. Okay.
Because skinning the cat is when you are on a bar.
Uh-huh.
And you come between the bar.
Right.
And you and by using your shoulders, you can skin the cat.
Right. Okay.
But when we rolled, we just tumbled.
Tumbled.
Sometimes we flipped.
Okay. Do you call it somersault?
Somersault. That is the word.
That's
yes.
The word
somersault.
Okay. How about talking about diving? If you want to get across a river or a creek or something.
Swim.
Okay.
And I swam the river.
Okay. And if you'd say, I have done it before, I have, that verb, I have.